we would grade House Bill 1607 is about a D, frankly. There are still very, very many areas of gray areas that are going to leave tax practitioners not knowing how to advise their clients.
And that's David Duvet from the Business and Industry Association testifying yesterday afternoon before the House Ways and Means Committee on House Bill 1607 to define reasonable compensation. And that is tied in, or at least was not supposed to be tied in originally, but ended up getting tied in to the LLC tax that we've been talking about for a couple of months now. And like I said, I'd be happy not to talk about it anymore. But, you know, these things keep coming up in front of us here, and as long as there's been changes in the games and someone's trying to change the rules, well, we're going to have to tell you about it because, again, it affects so many people all across the state. And one of the things that kept coming up at the public hearings over and over and over again on the implementation of the rules to expand the interest and dividends tax to LLCs has been the question of constitutionality. This is a question that actually came up the day the legislature passed the budget, making this tax retroactive to January 1st of 2009. Here we are in January of 2010. There's no rules in place. The tax year has closed. Nobody knows what's going on, and we may not know still for quite some time. And then there's the article in the Union Leader today that the first lawsuit over this constitutional question has been filed. Manchester attorney John Cronin of Cronin & Bisson is joining us here on Bulldog Live. Counselor, how are you today?
Very good, Brian, and yourself?
Good. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to talk about this, and we'll have you back to talk in more details maybe sometime next week. But tell us the gist of what is happening.
Well, the gist of what we're doing is we're filing a lawsuit in Hillsborough County Superior Court asking the court to determine that the tax, as it's currently been drafted and on the books, is unconstitutional for three principal reasons. Primarily, we argue on the retrospective nature of the tax, which is problematic for most LLC owners. Typically, a business owner, especially a small business owner, is looking at budgets going into the business year and trying to gauge what their expenses, including their tax expense, will be. In this case, we have a bill that was passed late in the night and implemented in July with a retroactivity provision. That in and of itself, we believe, is a problem. But when you look at it in the language of the bill, which nowhere does it talk about a reasonable compensation but focuses on distribution, what we're waiting for is the DRA to make rules to define what compensation is. And it's our position that an administrative body or a branch of government like the DRA doesn't have the power to legislate. So we have a host of issues, including a due process provision, which ties into the fact that hearings on this were really non-existent prior to the bill being passed. And those that have been held recently were not in the locale where the principal number of interested parties are. So you have a due process element. And the substantive due process piece, which is a constitutional protection, basically says that similarly situated people should be treated equal under the law. And in this particular case, where the application is limited in scope, we think that this particular statute is offensive to those constitutional provisions.
Well, and you can argue about, I guess, another, because this question came up yesterday too, and that was about corporations being treated differently than LLCs, and that, and judging by that logic, they have actually turned the tables where the LLCs will now be paying a lot more than corporations supposedly were paying all along.
Yes, I mean, it's a complex analysis, and certainly I'm sympathetic to the plight of the state and the legislature in trying to raise revenue to balance budgets, and I think everyone would say that that's a good thing. And when you make statutes and laws in a rush, as was done in this case, I think in fairness to the members of the legislative body, you can't think of all things in a matter of hours, which I believe was the gap between this being introduced mm-hmm. and implemented. So you have a lot of issues that are created by it. I think they were not intentional. And at this particular provision, you have a whole host of interested parties in LLCs that really don't know to what extent this will impact them. And the year is closed right now. Many people who are responsible want to get their tax houses in order and get their taxes done. And here we are a year after the fact and 6 months after the implementation of the tax and still having debate on what reasonable compensation is. Regardless of what the answer to that question is, according to the DRA, again, we have to consider whether or not the DRA is really legislating by introducing provisions that didn't even exist in the bill.
Nope, exactly, and I don't disagree with that because I have seen, and that I've seen between this commissioner and the previous commissioner, this commissioner essentially wrote House Bill 1607 to define reasonable compensation. That's what and the communications is there plain as day and as part of the public record that the bill came from his office, addressed to Susan Almy, who was the sponsor of the bill. And when she testified yesterday, she kept deferring back to the commissioner of DRA saying, you need to talk with him about the technical details of it. I don't know them. And yet she's his prime spot or the only sponsor of the bill. But, you know, that whole thing is one set of is one animal. And then we have the interest and dividends tax, which is the other. And something that did come up recently, and I guess we can address this again in a later discussion, and that is passive versus active investments in an LLC.
Yeah, well, that's really going to be a key function of the reasonable compensation. Our practice and our client base is comprised of many, many limited liability companies who are real estate holding companies. As you know, they were impacted several years ago with respect to some amendments to the real estate transfer tax.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those investors, passive, if you will, use management companies to manage their real estate. And whether or not this reasonable compensation piece or the safe harbor will apply to them is yet to be determined. And again, regardless of how that comes out, we're kind of getting this backwards. This should have been all done before, debated in the typical manner, the way legislation is usually done, so the wrinkles could get ironed out. So we're really kind of approaching this thing in our view, the wrong way.
So you have these three constitutional points that you spelled out early on, the first of which is making it retroactive to January 1st of 2009. I don't think I have ever seen a tax go retroactive 6 months prior to that current budget year.
Well, I don't ever want to say ever, but it's certainly not the norm and not typical to how taxing statutes are implemented.
Right, because and look, even when you write other kinds of laws, you know, usually is takes effect after the bill is signed by the governor, either that day or, you know, 30 days, 60 days, whatever the legislature puts in that bill. Very rarely can anything go retroactive, which, again, is spelled out in the New Hampshire Constitution. So now you've done this. You filed the suit in Hillsborough County Superior Court. When was that filed?
Earlier this week.
Okay, and has a hearing date been set on that yet?
No, not as of yet. The court will handle it in its typical process and issues of orders of notice. There'll be a procedure in which the state is served, and certainly they will have their opportunity at the appropriate time to be heard. What's developed since our filing is really an outpouring of interest from not only our clients, but other interested parties that are members of LLCs and their attorneys. So we're in the process of drafting some pleadings that will request that the court certify this action as a class action, so the benefits will accrue to all of the LLC holders if we're successful in our pursuit. You know, our true hope is that the legislature, and I know there are a lot of members of both bodies that are looking at corrective legislation, and that would be the ideal solution. When you attack statutes constitutionally, it's always a difficult. We've done it successfully in the past with the excavation activity tax. We were approached by a client when that was implemented several years ago with questions of unconstitutionality, and we took that one to the Supreme Court and were successful in our arguments. But again, we hope that there's reason at the legislature that they get the sense of the broad sweeping impact this has to mostly small business people, and that maybe we should scrap this one and start over.
I don't disagree there. Well, I got to let you go because I know you have to go to a meeting, and I'm up against the clock myself here, too. If people want to get in contact with your office about this, what's the phone number that they can call?
624-4333, or they can send an email to jcronin@croninbisson.com.
All righty. Very good. Well, John Cronin, thank you very much, and good luck, and we'll chat again.
Thank you.